Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians in the third chapter, he writes, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Now, when the Apostle Paul was talking about freedom, he was not talking about the ability to do as we please. He wasn't extolling the virtues of a free society or the blessing of self-determination. No, Paul was talking about being freed from sin, being freed from oppressive religious laws, being freed from death. Paul's view of freedom wasn't merely about being freed from something, but rather it was about being freed for someone. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus offers us freedom from the bondages of sin and death so that we can live and love and give ourselves to others for the good of all. The Spirit of Jesus has nothing to do with freedom to do as we wish. No. Being free in the Spirit means being free from our sinful and selfish desires so that we can offer ourselves to the world in the same transformative ways Jesus did. To be free in Christ means to be called to others. We are freed from sin so that we are freed up for service. Let's pray about that. Lord God, as you well know, freedom has become something of a bumper sticker slogan in our culture. Freedom has become an idol, perhaps, that we worship in our society. We believe, Lord God, that freedom is our right, and a right that permits us to do as we please as long as we don't injure others too badly. But the freedom you offer us is not a freedom from obligation, but a freedom for service. There's indeed a cost to freedom, Lord God. It requires us to conform to the ways of the one who offers it to us, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.